story, and I was so proud of you for just taking the initiative. She took the initiative to make something magical happen in another person's life. And that's really what we're all about here. And we are so excited to be at this event, because this is NECA 2.0. The 2.0 stands for the next $1 billion of sales we will create. Why? Because we are going to change people's lives forever through what we offer with NECA. It's absolutely so exciting that we are streamlined and poised now to really create massive, massive success in the world. We haven't hit our targets yet. We've done very, very well in 40 years, but we have far greater dreams ahead. And so accessing your greatness is super important. And I don't know about you, but when I heard Dr. Cruz talk about Beethoven today, and when he just actually physically did what Beethoven did and then played that hymn, I just couldn't not cry. I mean, I just started crying. I was like, why am I even crying? And it's just because Beethoven couldn't hear the greatness of his own music, but he had something in him so strong that he had to get it out. He had to get it out. And that was what was so moving. He never heard that, but we've all heard that. We all know that music. So the question is, you know, what about our music? The music in us, right? And I have no idea how to use this. I've never used one in my life before, but oh, good, it worked. You don't have to be a genius to do this. This is a double rainbow. This is what came to me, that this is what I wanted to share with you, is a double rainbow, because every person on the planet relates positively to a rainbow, yeah? Everybody loves a rainbow. But when you see a double rainbow, don't you feel like, oh my, something really big is happening? Somehow I've been given a message? I mean, don't you just feel that? This double rainbow is very, very powerful. So I started looking up rainbows. Like, well, what does it mean, rainbows? And they mean a lot of things. And I have fun at the internet. And you gotta know I love it. And I love social media. I'm all about it. And you need to be too. Facebook, LinkedIn, do it. It works. We're gonna go viral with our technologies that way. But the double rainbow, there was a lot of information on that from all over the world, from China, from India, from all different countries. There were different interpretations about the rainbow and the double rainbow. And the key components were that it symbolized unity. Union, the bow in the sky. It symbolized transformation. Don't we talk a lot about transformation in our business? It talks about a double rainbow is even more about transformation than a single rainbow, because there's all those different colors in the spectrum and then they're reversed in the double rainbow. Had you ever noticed that? When I first looked at this closely, I thought, oh, that's kind of odd. The colors are in a different order. But that's how it works in science. That's how it works with that spectrum of light broken up and refracted. And that shows spiritual transformation, physical transformation, emotional transformation, mental transformation. And that's what we talk about so much. So that we're actually even talking about transcending our small humanness and moving into our really higher self-greatness. That's really what we offer at NECA, is a group of people that cocoon you, support you, love you, as you find out who you really are and what you're really made for. And you are made for great things. And there is a great promise connected to that. So we think about things like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and we go, oh yeah, I want that pot of gold. And yes, you will have your pot of gold physically, as in a material wealth, through building a NECA business. You will have more than you ever thought you even deserved, which you do deserve it. But the real pot of gold, the real pot of gold is you. It's you finding you. That is who we are. Now, when you look at our physical world, you see that right now the new economy is run and ruled and will be by entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs, people who are willing to risk to say, I'm worth it. I'm going to work for myself, not for somebody else for a pittance. I'm going to work for myself, and I'm worth it. I'm going to make something magical happen in my own life through helping others. Entrepreneurs, the others that are ruling the new economy are the educators. What do? We educate. What do we educate about? We educate about nature. We educate about the laws of our universe and how they work and how we stay healthy, how we thrive, what we need. There is nobody out there talking in such a comprehensive, full spectrum way as we do about we need the Earth's energy field. We need the sun. We need far infrared grid. We need full spectrum light of the sun. We need water, good, proper, clean, beautiful, microstructured water. We need air. We need great air, fabulous air, negative ion-rich air. We need nutritionals that are full of punch, that work, that aren't just filled with fillers. They're organic, they're natural, and they work. We need skincare that's EcoCert. That's a very hard thing to get, EcoCert. We need that on our skin. We need showers that we shower in that are purified. We need health. Why? Because our world isn't healthy right now. In case you hadn't noticed, we have major issues. 60 to 70% of people are moving into obesity right now. This is a major problem in our world. This is not just America. This is all over our planet. The highest rate of obesity is in children in Australia, for goodness sakes. What is going on? Why? I just met with a gentleman, a young boy, 17 the other day. 4 years he's had a headache. 4 years. First thing I asked him was, when did you get your cell phone? He said, And his mom and dad looked at each other, about 4.5 years ago. I said, yes, you're electromagnetically sensitive. You are sensitive to electromagnetic fields. Wi-Fi is everywhere, and kids are flailing, and they are falling apart. They are mentally unfocused. They are emotionally depressed and upset. We have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. We are teaching people, we are educating, we are loving them, we are helping them, we are saying, you are going to feel vibrant and younger and better than you ever felt, and your kids are going to grow up, and you are not going to outlive your children, because we say no to that. We say no, we will not outlive our children, because that's the prediction that we'll be the first generation that outlives our own children, and we say no. So, we have to get brave. We have to start accessing our power and take the power that we have been given through finding this company and take it into the world and love our world into understanding. Love it into knowing. And that takes a few key things. That takes really working on ourselves a lot. And we are all a work in progress, and we're all going to make mistakes. And it's all right, because we love each other and we forgive each other and we move on. And if you don't forgive easily, you're going to have a problem, because there will always be times when you need to forgive yourself and need to forgive others. It's a fundamental part of human nature that when we forgive, we can release love once again. And if we don't forgive, we cannot. We get dark. And we all know what that looks like. So we have work to do. We have to work on our purpose. We have to work on being present in the moment and not stuck in the past or stuck in the future. Either way, it doesn't work, because the future only comes because we're in the present and we make things happen in the now. So we have to work on that. We all have to work on that. So our purpose, being present. We have to work on our physiology. We have to take care of ourselves. We need to work out every day. We are a Nikken team, and we represent health and wellness. Let's look the part, because that will help us to do a better job. So we need to work out every day. We need to get active, a physically, successfully supple body that works all out every day is a healthy mind as well. If you have a healthy body, you will create a healthy mind. If you have a flexible body, you will keep a flexible mind. And one of the problems as you get older is the inflexibility of the mind. So we have to work with the body to make sure the mind will stay flexible, curious, excited. Then we work on our psychology, and that's a biggie. That's a biggie. How do we think? What do we think? Nikken doesn't just happen in rooms like this. Nikken happens at 1 o'clock in the morning when you wake up and you're thinking of the people you can help. Or you wake up and you're scared because you're scared to go talk to people and you're scared about your future. Nikken happens in those quiet moments just as much as it happens in a big room like this. And you know that. We work on our psychology. We work on our emotional well-being. We work on that. We commit to being healthy emotionally. How many people out there unhealthy emotionally? It's a tragedy. We have an unprecedented rate of teenage suicide right now because people don't know how to handle their emotions. I'm not talking about getting tough with your emotions. I'm talking about getting fit emotionally. Let's get fit emotionally, just like we do physically. Let's get fit mentally. We need to work on these things. Would you agree?
Yes.
Because that's where your business is going to be made.
She's a nurse, she's
brilliant, she's smart, she's fabulous, I adore her. And you know what, when she went to the hospital with her magnets, they laughed at her and said, oh, that's your voodoo thing. Do you think she has to be tough? She's got to be tough inside. She doesn't have to show tough outside, but tough inside to handle that. She's an expert, and she's being laughed at because the medical profession are way behind us. We are light years ahead, and she's smart enough to know it and to get it. But that is-
Your voice in our world today. Thank you very, very much.